Rimei Simcha, in his classic piece that we spoke about the last few days here in Parshas Noach, it's the third raid bite on this Mesha Chachma. So, one of the kashas that he asks is that the pasuk says Vayarech Hashem Esreach Anichayach, and there's a Mefurish Mishnah in the beginning of Paras Chattas and then the Masech Tzvachim that says Ein Reach Nichayach Bebam. So, fake Rimei Simcha essentially. How could it be, Vayarech Hashem Esreach Hanichayach, L'chayra, the Hakrava of Noach was on a Bama, and if it was on a Bama, Ein Reach Nichayach Bebama. Now, Rimei Simcha doesn't ask it as a kasha. He brings this as support, as a raya to the Shita of the Medrash, that holds that the Hakrava took place on the Mizbeach HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, and as a smuchin to his Yitachin, that Yitachin lefi zeh dekan hoyudin k'tuchas beis hamikdash. Umishum zeh, says Rimei Simcha, just reading it again. Afal gaf de'ein mizbeach bebama, de'ein reach nichayach bebama, hoyukam mizbeach v'reach nichayach. In other words, according to the sheet of the Talmud Bafli, that holds that vayiven reach mizbeach was a bama, the Gemara Kuf Tezvav and the Gemara Kuf Ches, l'chayra, Rimei Simcha's kasha is a very, very strong kasha. And that is, to the extent that it was a bama, how could the pasuk say, Vayarech Hashem, Esreach Nichayach, L'chayra, it was Akrav Azbama, and an Akrav Azbama, an Akrav Azbama, there's no such thing as Reach Nichayach. So maybe you could say, and this is a little drushy, but maybe you could say, Al Pi, another Meshachah, that we mentioned so many times over the years. This is a classic Ben Benoishal classic. Ben Benoishal classic. And some. Atsoif Kaladiris. V'chol Yoitze Chalotza. And this is in the Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra. Rimei Simcha brings that everybody knows that the Kadmoinim Nechleku B'Tamar Karbonis. Right? There was Machlokes Rishonim as to the Tamar Karbonis. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim famously said that the reason the Eibishter gave a mitzvah of Karbonis is Laharchik Leva Adam Me'Avodah Zarah. The whole purpose was because people in the ancient world certainly had an atiyah to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and there was this inclination to go ahead and take an animal and to serve it up to some sort of deity. That's a very, very bad thing. So to be oiker Avodah Zarah from the Toyim and the Tipshim that were the Ivdei Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Teres Kohenim, he gave us Seder Kachim, he gave us all the laws of Karbonis. It's Ki'ilu doing a Hakrava, but a kosher Hakrava with a Hechsher, and by you now channeling that urge to be Ivdei Avodah Zarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, you're going to distance yourself from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, brings the Rambam, and he doesn't like it. His Lashon is, V'hinei heim divrei havoi. These are mamish foolish words. Yirabu shever gadol v'kush yirabah al nikla. Yasr shulchan Hashem megoyol. She'enoi rak lohoitzi miliban shal rishon v'tipshei oylam. V'akosev omar ki emlechem isher l'reach nichayach. The Ramban says, I can't believe the Rambam said this. The whole karbonus that the Torah calls a reach nichayach, etc., etc., it's all to be mitzi from the tipshim and the rishoyim. You're literally taking the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're giving it some sheiches, some nexus to Avodah Zarah. You're making the shulchan Hashem Megul, and the Ramban is mayrich and mayrich with all the things that he doesn't like about the Rambam. And then he says that there's no question in the world that when a person brought a carbon, you were being piled tremendous things in the ilamis. First, the Ramban explains it in a very deep way, al pi machshav, and then he explains it al pi soid in the words of Rimei Simcha, like only Rimei Simcha could say. The Haramban v'siyatu amru ki hu lekarev kol ha-koiches ha-ilamos. The idea of Karbanis is to be mekarev all the koiches ha-ilamos v'hu inyan elektri ruchni. It's like some ruchnius digger, some spiritual electricity. Quoting Rimei Simcha. But either way, says Rimei Simcha. So we have this big machlekes ha-kadmoinim. What was the purpose of Karbanis? According to the Rambam, it was literally laharchek leva adam me'avodah zarah. According to the Ramban, v'siyatu, it's an elektri ruchni. L'karev kol ha-koiches ha-ilamos. Says Rimei Simcha, v'ula yesh lahachriya. Maybe you could be machriya. I'm going to be a kosev ashlishi, and I'm going to be machriya b'nei. And that is, it could be it was chaluk, the karbonos that were brought on the mizbeach in the makom hamikdash. First is the karbonos that were brought on the bamos. Avada the karbonos that were brought in the makom hamikdash. That's elektri ruchni. That's the kar of kol hakoyches olam. It's like the man is mayrich in parashas vayikra. But the karbonos that were brought on a bama, mechatesi. Why are you bringing a karbon on a bama? It's not in the makom hanivchar. It's not in the makom hamikdash. It's like mechatesi. It's in your backyard on a nice Sunday afternoon with a frisbee. Like, what are you doing? Like, mehechetesi, that's something that you should be doing. That carbon, says Rameya Simcha Yesh Moima, the whole purpose of it, the whole tayelis of it was takala harchekleva adame avodazara. That's what it was all about. Says Rameya Simcha, could be that's why Chazal said, Reach nichoyach bimizbeach, vein reach nichoyach bibama. Because the reach nichoyach, like the Ramban yelled at the Rambam, that's the biggest raya in the world that David has a tayelis from the carbon. And a chinami in the mikdash, where there's a tayelis from the carbon, says Rameya Simcha, there was a reach nichoyach. But the bama, where the whole idea was, to be marchik the person from avodah zara. Well, over there, there's takano purpose of it. That's not a lectri ruchni. And if that's the case, there's takano reich nechaych. And that's what Chazal meant when they said reich nechaych b'mikdash, ve'ein reich nechaych b'bama. One of the things that Rameya Simcha says, ubezen neskalali soyd, a lashon from the Meshech Chachma. He says, ubezen neskalali soyd, b'mashachidesh rabbeinu chayim koin b'migol daf yudam an alf. So we know there's a machoikis in Shas, but the kedusha shenik kishel l'shaita, b'kishel l'asalavi, kedusha shenik kitchel l'shaita, v'loi kitchel l'asalavi. Kipshuta, if you all kedusha shenik kitchel l'shaita, v'loi kitchel l'asalavi, even for the makom hamikdash, right, the Rambam, and then the Perek Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchira, that it would emerge that after Churban Beis Hamikdash, there was a heter bonus. Stating that, Tosis brings a Megill Daf Yoram and Aleph, Reb Chaim Cohen, one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Teisvis, who said that even if you hold Kedusha Rishonim Kitchel Ashaita, the Loi Kitchel Asalavai, this still was an Isser Bamos after Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's very big chiddush. Because if it's Loi Kitchel Asalavai, then there should be a heter bonus. But even if you hold like kitchel asalave, this is Reb Chaim HaKohen's chiddush. By the way, this was Reb Kiva Eger's big taina, or one of his big tainas, to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, when Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer came up with his idea to bring a carbon pesach in the 19th century. And you know, the first question was, are you allowed to even bring carbonus bismanas? Right? That's the first question. Before you get to the gartel and the argomon and the trelis and all the things that we spoke about, the machsa shekel and the afkayanam yuchasim. Right, but the first things, arishin rishin, right? But that umfang and for umfang, gracious. What's the first thing? Could you bring a carbon as man as that? Smart Tzvir Shkalusha said, "Mamanav shachik, you bring a carbon." Yes, why? If you'll kedusha rishani kitchel l'shaita the kitchel asalave shit saram but makpiv and afal bishem bias, so you can bring carbonus. And if you'll like kitchel asalave, there's a heter bamas, so you're bringing a bama. Who cares? Said Reb Kivega, you forgot Tosfos. What do you mean? You're willing to take the places to say Reb Chaim Cohen was wrong? That there's a shittus Reb Chaim Cohen who holds that even if you'll kedusha rishani kitchel l'shaita the like kitchel asalave, but there's still an issur bamas. But the question is why? If Kedusha is showing this kitchel as shaitav like kitchel as lovely, so why in the world would there be an Isser Bamas? Says Rameya Simcha, ubezen neskalali soid. What does that mean, ubezen neskalali soid? It sounds like this was more than just the kitchen of Rameya Simcha. He says, ubezen neskalali soid. It was revealed to me a secret, Pshan Reb Chaim Cohen. Such a dover pella. And that is, that the whole inyan of Bamas, lo'oilam, was like the Rambam. It was laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. That was the whole purpose. That was the whole tayeles of Bamas. Laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. We know that after churban bayis rishon, danchik nesak gedolim mevatel yitzra davoy dezara. Once they were mevatel yitzra davoy dezara, there was no purpose anymore to have karbanos on a bama. And it's for that reason, even if you hold kedusha rishon kitchel shaitiv like kitchel asalavi, there's still an iser bamas. Not out kedusha samikdash. It's a whole different inyan. It's based on the gemara Sanhedrin, the gemara Yumas samichtes, that the they were mevatel yitzra davay dezara, and be they mevatel yitzra davay dezara. There's no tayelus in a bama because the whole yisoid of akravas bama is laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. Ain't rech nechayich bebama. So why are you doing it? You're doing it because of the Rambam in the Meir. Are you doing it because of the Rambam in the Meir? There's no reason to do that. Once there's no yitzahara davay dezara. Dvarim neflam. But either way, this is what Rameya Simcha said. So maybe again, al pi drush, maybe you could say the Chassam Sofer, and this is in Teiras Moshe, in the Haftarah to Parsha Zachar. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash is a Vayikra Rabba Zayin Dalet in Parsha Sav. We say in Shmein Esrei, three times a day, V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yushalayim kimei oylam, u'cheshonim kad meinioiz. Says the Medrash, V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yushalayim kimei oylam, elu yimei noyach, u'cheshonim kad meinioiz, elu yimei hevel. We dive into the Eibishta. That the Mincha of Yehuda and the Mincha of Yerushalayim should be so sweet. It should be so arev by you. It should be so noten by the Eibishta. It should be kimei oilam uchasham kaminiris. Like the carbon, the carbonos that Noach brought, and like the carbon that Hevel brought. Says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. The Inyan. What's the pshat? Ki a Rambam and Meira yov time of the carbonos. Because the Rambam and the Meira gave a reason for carbonos. Shloi dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara. Shloi yizbuchu sevchem l'seirim kedarche yo umoyis ha'oilamaz. Abel ein chevetz Hashem ba'oilas klal. But the Rambam says the Chasam Sofer gave a different reason. Heishev olav. El atam azay ha'poshet lo'ir leva adam l'tshuva. That's the one pshat. And then the pshat al pisoid, al derech emes yesh b'yisoid, amok shu ikur ki mashchina b'yisrael, ayin sham the way, the Chasam Sofer paraphrase, doesn't say electri ruchni, like Ramei Simcha, yes, his nuschois that he uses to explain the sheet of the Rambam, and the sheet of the Ramban. Abazok the Chasam Sofer, I'm not being machriya, but on some level, they're both true. We have the mahalach of the Rambam, the Rambam, and we have the mahalach of the Rambam, the Siyatu. The Ramban, Vesiyatu, right? So you have these two great neshitas. And La'olam, they're both true. There's emes to both of them. There has to be some sort of emes to both of them. But says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, that means that every time there was a carbon that was brought, on the one hand, this carbon was coming to the Eibishta. It was a p'china of a soid amok, shu ikri ki mashchina. Right, you have all the Tifa in Yonim that are mentioned in the Ramban and Parshas Vayikra. But there was another element to this carbon. The other element to this carbon was that it's also to be marchik ha'adam me'avodah zarah. Being that part of this hakrova was to be marchik the person from avodah zarah, that took away a little bit from the arevus and the ne'imus of the carbon klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but bimei hevel and bimei noyach, says the Chasam Sofer, there was no avodah zarah in the world. Avodah zarah started be'enosh. Hevel lived before enosh. And noyach comes out of teva, there's no one else there. And noyach himself is a tzaddik. Tamim ayu b'day roysof. Esu alikim b'salich noyach. Ki ois chara yisi tzaddik lefanei b'dar azeh as mikzo shvachai. Right? Noyach, we know, is a tzaddik. And being that noyach is a tzaddik, at those two points, there was no avodah zarah in the world. And being that at those two points, there was no avodah zarah in the world. So the karbonos that were brought by Hevel and by Noach respectively didn't have in it this dimension of the Rambam. All it was electri ruchni. All it was the soit amok shu ikir ki mashchina b'yisrael, the way the Chasam Sofer says it. All it was the derech of the Ramban v'siyato. If that's the case, those karbonos were so sweet by the Eibishter, because those karbonos were purely l'hakadosh baruch. There was no other element that was involved in this. And if that's the case, we daven va'arva l'Hashem minchas yudav v'shalayim ki me'oy l'mukhshan kamenias. I saw Rav Moshe Shlomiak in Oitzvah Chasam Sofer. In a footnote, he mentions this Chasam Sofer, and then he says, if you take a look in the Droshes Hanoisin Imre Shofar, so the Droshes Hanoisin Imre Shofar were written by the Ranach. Ranach is one of the Kadmoinim. Shlomo always quotes the Ranach. The Ranach was Rabbi Leo Ibn Chaim, one of the Kadmoinim. So this is in Sefer Vayikra. It's right in the beginning, in his first Langa Drosha. He brings this Medrash, and he says the same exact pshat as the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. And then he brings it from the Birchas Shmuel HaKadmoin. Also said this. So this is a very Kadmoinish Shavart, that the Kadmoinim all said, that's Pshan in this Chazal. Pshan in this Chazal is because La'ilam, when somebody brought a carbon, there was always the Rambam and the Meira, right? That's always getting in the way. And that makes the carbon abyssal Shulchan Hashem Megoyal, like the Ramad said. But during this Tkufa, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. If there was no Avodah Zarah in the world, so what was the carbon? So the carbon Bal Karchach was only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the sweetest carbon. So it could be that it's true, Ein Reich Nechayich Bebama. And it could be the sheet of the Talmud Babli is that Vayivin Noach Mizbeach Vayal Oilois, the Mizbeach was a Bama, and the Oilois, they were governed by all the halachas of how you're supposed to bring a carbon as a Bama. But again, when Noach brought his carbon, there was no Inyan of being marchik leva adam me'avodah zarah. It didn't exist. There was no such mitzias. Faket mebeking v'chnoch yena karbonos. Because we understand those are the sweetest karbonos that were ever brought. Because there was nothing else. If there was nothing else, bal karchach, those karbonos, the toyeles of those karbonos were for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's vayorech Hashem esreach anichayach. Those karbonos, despite the fact that they were brought on Obama, and then they were taka brought on Obama, But I'll pide some soifer, I'll pide ranach, I'll pide brechashmul akadman, I'll pide gedoyli hakadmoinim that suggested this inyan that it could be at that time, where there was no inyan of being marchek leif adam avaydazar, and I'll pide meis simchen dakdama tevayikra, that reach michayach is mamish mitlatoli in this point. Is this carbon's toyeles, right? Is the purpose of this carbon right now to give some nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it leharchek leif adam avaydazar? Noach's karbonis were in a day where there was no avodah zara. That's the varvel Hashem min chasidu v'shalayim kimeray mukshan kaminiyas. Well, if there's no avodah zara, then by definition it had to be a carbon of a rechach. By the way, just to briskish this a little bit, right? There's an idea of a carbon being brought in the mizbeach that's also not rechnichach. That's the carbon pesach, right? Vavvar matikim, right? The Netziv famously said that's why the struggle to bring karbanos b'zman hazeh was always the carbon pesach. The meshach adayrus, it was always the carbon pesach. It's the one carbon that doesn't say reach nichayach. That's a carbon that was brought on the mizbeach that didn't have reach nichayach. Say the gedolei hakadmoinim. This is a carbon that was brought on Obama that didn't have a reach nichayach. Because the whole inyan of it not having a reach nichayach is the fact that there's avodah zara in the world, and that's what the carbon does. It's laharchik leiv adamei avodah zara. Well, noach's karbanos had nothing to do with avodah zara, and that's why noach brings his carbon. And it wasn't just Orvel Hashem Milchas Yehuda, it was Vayorach Hashem Esreach and Yichayach. Vayomer Hashem Alibay, Lay Oisef Oid Lekala Asadam, Ki Yetzel Leva Adam Ramen Urav. Gives us a little bit of a deeper appreciation for those very last words of Shemayin Asrei that we say every day. Vayorvel Hashem Milchas Yehuda, right? Again, to appreciate what the Vayorvel Hashem was, read the next Pasuk. Vayorach Hashem Esreach and Yichayach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand man. Man has his shortcomings. We all have our shortcomings. Yetzel Leva Adam Ramen Urav, Chalil, I swear, David says, I'm never going to harm mankind again the way I did it. I'm going to have a whole nother attitude, a certain sensitivity with the understanding ki yetzel leva adam ramen urav, which attack be zoicha to va'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda kimei oilam, like the times of Noach. Like, who would have thought there's such a big sugya here in those two psukim that talk about Noach's karbonos v'chashon kamenias, like the times of Hevel, a time where it's going to be bila hamavas lanetzach, where the sitra achr is going to be removed from the world, and really all our avodah is not going to be any more laharchik leva adam. It's going to be 100% v'akadosh baruch.